Monday morning, nurses at two of New York City's biggest hospitals walked off the job in a dispute over pay and staffing levels. Talks for new contracts broke down overnight after failing over the weekend. Some 3,600 nurses at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan and 3,500 nurses at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx started walking out at 6 a.m. The group that speaks for the workers, the New York State Nurses Association, said it was forced to take such a drastic step because there aren't enough nurses to care for all the patients. Nurses don't want to strike. We went on strike because our bosses wouldn't listen to our ideas about how to fix the desperate crisis of unsafe staffing that hurts our patients, in a statement released late Sunday. Around the time the strike started, the union tweeted, "To all of our patients and all New Yorkers, we want to be very clear. If you are sick, please don't wait to get medical care, even if we are on strike. In fact, we want you to join us on the strike line after you've gotten the care you need." Getting care wouldn't count as crossing the picket lines, though. The hospitals had been getting ready for a walkout by moving patients, sending ambulances to other places, putting off medical procedures that weren't emergencies, and making plans to bring in temporary staff. Late on Sunday, Governor Kathy Hochul asked the hospitals and the union to settle their disagreement through binding arbitration. In a statement, Montefiore's administration said it was willing to let an arbitrator settle the contract, in order to reach a fair result. The union didn't accept the offer right away. In a statement, it said that Hochul, who is a Democrat, should listen to the COVID nurse heroes on the front lines and respect our federally protected rights to work and collective bargaining. Overnight, Mount Sinai sent out a tweet saying that talks with its union members had ended. New York says that Montefiore then released its own statement saying that the strike would start at 6 a.m. and that it was a sad day for New York City. The hospital said, "We are still committed to providing care that is smooth and kind, even though we know that the union leadership's decision will cause fear and uncertainty in our community." Montefiore and Mount Sinai are the last two hospitals whose union contracts ended at the same time. The Nurses Association had warned at first that it would hit all of them at the same time, which could be a disaster.